Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services here in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. It has been and continues to be National Foster Care Month, so what better time to bring in three guests for this segment? From Gateway Longview, we have Gary Rouleau, who is VP of Foundation and Organizational Advancement, Melissa Matterer, Public Relations Specialist at Gateway Longview, and Jen Legaretta, Foster Parent Recruiter at Gateway Longview. Welcome to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And first of all, whoever wants to start, please chime in, remind people Gateway Longview, what they are, the services you guys provide.
Gateway Longview is a nonprofit here in Western New York that's been serving the children and families in our community for nearly 130 years. And we do that through 18 different programs that are focused in four main areas, such as special education, community-based services, behavioral health services, things like mental health clinics, and through residential treatment, which happens right on our Main Street campus in Williamsville. And annually we reach nearly 5,000 children and families. One of our most popular programs is foster care and adoption, and that's what we're celebrating this month. It's National Foster Care Awareness Month.
That was, of course, Melissa. So, Jen, it falls to you as a foster parent recruiter at Gateway Longview to kind of talk about what foster care kind of entails or means to people.
Absolutely. So foster care is the temporary removal of children from their biological family due to safety concerns. And the goal of foster care is reunification for the children to return back to their biological family while they're placed in a safe and nurturing environment within one of our certified foster homes. And so a lot of that includes the foster parents working in tandem with the biological families to work towards reunification. And there's a whole slew of support team at Gateway Longview that helps that happen through supported visitation, could be going to family court to discuss how the biological parents are doing towards their court menu, and everyone's just kind of working together to reunify the family.
And when it comes to, well, first of all, just locating people who are eligible and or interested in foster care, kind of two things right off the bat that are very important.
Right. So it is difficult to find people that are willing to become foster parents. There's always a need. But I feel like in our community, a lot of people like to work together. We're definitely a city of good neighbors, as we all know. And so people do step up and they become foster parents all the time. Every month we have an orientation. It's the first Tuesday of every month, and we have one coming up on June 4th. And that's a great time for people to come and learn more about our foster care program, as well as what it takes to become a foster parent. Foster parents really are diverse in their backgrounds. You don't have to be married. You don't have to own your own house. So there's a lot of different things that it takes to become a foster parent. But if I had to list two things, I would say to be flexible and to be someone that can collaborate with others.
And certainly, I'm going to guess that it's far easier to have someone who's already established as a foster parent because you have a track record. But for those, again, who may have an interest, and you just kind of described the process of getting involved, how difficult is it to kind of clear the hurdles and prove that you have what it takes to be a good foster parent?
I'm pretty biased. I would say it's not that difficult. I think just coming to our orientation, learning more about our process, I think one thing that people get scared away is there is some paperwork, but I think it makes a lot of sense that there would be paperwork. You are taking in a child into your house, and we want to make sure that you are going to be able to provide a safe and nurturing environment. So we want to get to know you and make sure that you're going to be able to support this child's needs.
And Melissa, in your role, You kind of have a good idea of the overall impact that a foster parent can have on kids who are in that care.
Mm-hmm. Like Jenny said, it's providing a safe, welcoming environment for kids in our community that maybe are going through a tough time and their families just need a little extra support right now. So we're really helping people through the process, holding their hand and taking them step by step through their foster care journey so that they can provide love to kids who need it most right now.
Again, we're talking with Melissa Matterer, who is Public Relations Specialist at Gateway Longview, Jen Legaretta, who is Foster Parent Recruiter for Gateway Longview, and in light of the fact that it is National Foster Care Month, and also joining us, Gary Rouleau, who is Vice President of Foundation and Organizational Advancement. And Gary, we kind of left you out here for the moment, but there are some things to point out that in terms of fundraising and getting also Gateway Longview's presence out there to the community that you are involved in.
Right, thank you. And obviously the business community, we always welcome corporate sponsorships, and we're always looking to have new partners support our mission with Gateway Longview. And we work together to protect, enrich, and give hope to every child and family who needs our service. And so we're always looking for partners, corporate sponsorships, financial donations, volunteers, corporate volunteers, individual volunteers, and donated items for our children. And upcoming event that we have, and there's still sponsorship opportunities available for that, we have our 11th annual Barbecue Blues Bash at Buffalo Riverfest Park on Friday, June 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. And this year we're collaborating with a partner organization that does similar work in Western New York that we do, New Directions. So we're going to be able to benefit nearly 10,000 children that both of our organizations serve, a huge footprint all across Western New York. And it's a great opportunity to come. And it's barbecue-themed food trucks, live music. There'll be food and beverages there for everybody to have. And it's right on the river next to Tewksbury Lodge on Ohio Street at Buffalo Riverfest Park. And it's going to be a great event. And we have some wonderful MCs at the event this year. And some of our chairs, our event chairs, will be there to greet you. And it's always a fun event. So it's our 11th annual Gateway Longview. It's our first time we're collaborating with another organization. And it's at a brand new location this year. So lots of fun stuff. Tickets are currently on sale now. All of the information is at gateway-longview.org.
Which is easy enough. And should point out that WBEN, as part of the Entercom family, one of the co-sponsors for the event as well.
Yes, and we want to thank WBN and thank Entercom Radio and all of your stations for being a great continued partner with our event and our organization.
Now, is this typically the biggest fundraiser that you have or one of the largest? And how is it that you guys secure funding for Gateway Longview to keep the services going?
Yes, this is our largest event for the year. It's basically our signature fundraiser. So it was great to bring on a partner organization with it. And some of our we get a support from different government agencies that we bring in the kids for. So and then the percentage of support that is not paid for is when we look for our sponsors and our corporate partners and donations and generous gifts and donations from the community. So the foundation aspect of the agency helps fill the gaps where the funding doesn't come in. And, you know, we have a huge need, obviously, and sadly, in this, not only in Western New York, but around the country, where more and more children with various issues and trauma-related issues need help. And, you know, there's times where we don't have enough beds or we actually have to turn kids away because we don't have enough staff to take care of them. So we're always looking to expand our services, looking for continued support so that we can help more and more children.
And I think it was Jen that you pointed out that this, you know, being such a giving community, the city of good neighbors, as everybody likes to say, and generally proves throughout the course of the year for many organizations. But Melissa, I wanted to ask you more to the point of perceptions of people. I mean, these kids who are in need of foster care aren't necessarily all from horrible family situations. There are a number of reasons why someone needs foster care.
Right. There are. Foster care has no discrimination, I guess we like to say. Families from all different walks of life, from all different regions of Western New York, come from, you know, rural areas, urban areas, and all it boils down to the same thing, is that children just need love. So it could be maybe educational needs aren't being met, or there's some physical violence and things like that in the home, different safety issues, but those types of issues see no discrimination, and we're happy to help and support all of those children, and I'm sure Jenny can attest to that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We do see a lot of cases that come in where there is some safety concerns and medical neglect, educational neglect, and sometimes extending to more a sexual abuse or physical violence, unfortunately.
And to kind of tag along on what Melissa just said about the discrimination part, is it like ironclad that you have to not do, or can you do mixed racial between parents and foster care, foster kids, the setup for that? Does that really not matter? Just as long as there's a good foster situation, it doesn't matter where the kid's from?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter where the kid's from. We want all children to be treated equally and with equity. And so for, I think that's part of the screening process to ensure that we're not going to have families that would discriminate against others, because that's not something that we would support.
And if you have, say, multiple children from the same family needing care, easier to place them together or to break them up?
So I'm glad you brought that up. That is tricky. That is something that we're in need of, families that are able to take in sibling groups, because unfortunately they're considered hard to place, and oftentimes they're not able to be placed together. Sometimes kids will end up in group homes or residential settings, which is good for the time being, but long term that's really not an ideal situation for a child to be growing up in a residential placement when they're so little. And another hard to place section of children would be older kids. So if people would be willing or open-minded to taking in teenagers or kids that are in school age, that would be wonderful.
And is there anything important to get out to people that I haven't thought to ask from either of you? Or Gary, too. I shouldn't leave you out there. Sorry.
I think just heading to our website, learning more about our foster care program, and really having an open mind and spreading the message. My goal is for people to make the connection that Gateway Longview has a foster care program, and that we are willing to support you throughout the process, and we're a really great team to work with.
And Melissa, again, a good time to remind people that it's not just looking for placement for foster kids, but people who are going to be foster families as well. Best way to get a hold of you?
Right. Like Jenny said, our website is a great resource for people. There's a form you can fill out if you want to contact us. There's information to read. And that website is gateway-longview.org. Or you could even call Jenny directly. Her number is 716-783-2909.
All right, perfect. Hopefully we helped out some people and got some interest as well. Appreciate you guys joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's again Melissa Matterer, Public Relations Specialist, Gateway Longview. Jennifer Legaretta, or Jenny, I guess, is preferred, foster parent recruiter at Gateway Longview. And Gary Rouleau, who serves as Vice President of Foundation and Organizational Advancement for Gateway Longview. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.